This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra.
Operating a successful farm takes more than hard work and determination. It takes smart decision-making from every angle. That's why more farm families turn to Farm Credit each day for all their financial and crop insurance needs. Our 96 years of experience has helped us become more than the nation's leading ag lender. In addition to our specialized staff of ag professionals, we've also developed a unique range of financial products and services that you can use to help manage the financial side of your farming business. Whether it's farm real estate loans, operating lines of credit, equipment financing, or crop insurance, Farm Credit has the products and services to meet the needs of today's farm families. When you demand success in every field, Farm Credit is the financial expert to turn to. For more information, call Farm Credit today at 1-800-444-FARM. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
Smokey Jennings Chevrolet is making it exciting and easy to buy a new car or truck with Chevy's Total Confidence pricing. No need to negotiate because all new 2012 Chevy vehicles have the low price tag on them. Plus, with Chevy's Love It or Return It guarantee, if you don't love it, you can return it. Going on now at Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra. Tax, title, license, and dealer fees extra. Go to ChevyConfidence.com for full details and restrictions. Purchase a 2012 vehicle by September 4th. Not available with some other offers. Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer in Litchfield, is your one-stop shop for equipment, Firestone truck and passenger tires, wheel alignments, shocks, struts, suspension, and steering repairs. Mike Taylor and the experienced staff will diagnose the problem and make the necessary repairs using quality chassis parts. Plus, Taylor Tire and Auto can complete the job with an accurate wheel alignment to original factory specifications. Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer at the west end of Tyler Street in Litchfield.
10 minutes after 6, the overnight crude oil market, 82 cents higher at 84.73. The Brent crude, 89 cents higher at 98.86. The August gold contract, $4.60 lower at $1,575.20, while the U.S. dollar index, 0.215 lower at 83.187. In electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, July wheat trading at 808 and a quarter, up 3.5. September wheat trading at 825 and a quarter, up 4. July corn trading at 766 and a quarter, up 5 and a quarter. September corn trading at 724 and a quarter, up 5 and 3 quarter. July soybeans now trading at 1648 and 3 quarter, unchanged. August beans trading at 1589 and a quarter. That's down 1 1/4. Yesterday on the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat closed at 804 and 3 quarter, down 6. September wheat ended at 821 and a quarter, down 7. December wheat closed at 835 and a quarter, down 8.5. July corn yesterday closed at 761. That's down 14 and a quarter. September corn closed at 718 and a half, down 13 and a half. December corn closed at 717 and a half, down 12 and a half. July soybeans yesterday closed at 1648 and 3 quarter, down 16 and a quarter. August beans closed at 1590 and a half, down 16 and a quarter. September beans closed at 1557 and 3 quarter, down 15 and a quarter. July soybean meal yesterday closed at 482.20, down 33. August meal closed at 468.30, down 57. September meal closed at 461.30, down 52. July soybean oil yesterday closed at 54.21, down 22. August oil closed at 54.29, down 27. September oil closed at 54.50, and that was down a quarter. July oats yesterday closed at 375 and 3 quarter, up a penny. September oats closed at 377, and that was down 3 quarter. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash grain report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois Kentucky grain prices ended lower on Tuesday afternoon. Traders took profits at the Board of Trade, and many wanted to even positions before the release of the USDA reports. Wednesday morning, the USDA will release new supply, demand, and crop production numbers. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 15 to 17 cents lower at 736 to 752. Soybeans traded mostly 12 to 17 lower at 1620 to 1628. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 14 to 19 cents lower at 745 to 760. Soybeans fell 13 to 21 cents at $16 to 1629. And the cash wheat bids down 6 to 7 at 785 to 805. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids dropped 17 to 18 cents at 747 to 769. Soybeans declined 15 to 16 cents at 1605 to 1642. And cash wheat bids mostly 7 to 10 lower at 769 to 831. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 16 to 17 cents lower at 763 to 768. Soybeans dropped 11 to 16 cents at 1645 to 1653, and the cash wheat bids ended mixed on Tuesday at 781 to 791. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 15 to 20 cents lower at 773 to 776. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 14 to 16 cents with quotations at 1661 to 1664. Soft red winter wheat ended a dime lower on Tuesday at 805 to 806, and the Milo also 10 cents lower at 645 to 646. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn range from a low of 677 to 688. New crop soybeans range from $15 to 1516. In central Illinois, new crop corn range from 689 to 711, while the new crop soybean bids range from 1503 to 1523. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn range from 693 up to 718, with the new crop soybean bids ranging from 1517 to 1536. That is our grain and new crop bids report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, July hogs closed at 95.52, down 127. August hogs closed at 92.07, down 187. October hogs closed at 82.95, down $1.17. August cattle yesterday closed at 118.40, down 65. October cattle closed at 123.15, down 45. December cattle closed at 126.87, down 62. August feeder cattle yesterday closed at 143.35, down 92 cents. September feeders closed at 146.65, down 62. October feeders closed at 149.10, down 52. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
The closing livestock reports for Tuesday, July 10th. For the Eastern Corn Belt, daily direct hogs, barrels, and gilts closed $1.26 lower. Carcass-based price range, 87 to 94.60. Weighted average, 90.14. Hogs purchased in Illinois today, 10,000. Illinois direct barrel and gilt trade was steady to $1 lower at 61 to 65, with Illinois direct slaughter sow steady to $2 lower. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds traded from 40 to 44. 450 to 550 pounds at 42 to 48. Over 550 pounds at 44 to 46, a few up to 48. Today's estimated receipts, 1,300, and Monday's actuals, 1,025. Pork carcass cutout, 89.59, that is down 28 cents. Estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection, hogs for today, 395,000. Last week, 423,000. A year ago, 416,000. Week to date of 788,000. Cattle for today, 128,000. Last week, 129,000, as well as a year ago. And week to date of 255,000. Box beef cutout values were lower on sharply lower on light to moderate demand and moderate to heavy offerings. Total movement today, 169 fab loads with 63 trim. Choice at 188.35, that is down $2.16. Select at 174.34, and that is down 73 cents. Opening report for the United Producers Auction over at Shelbyville. Estimated receipts this morning, 568. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers were trading $1.50 to $2 lower. Slaughter steers, choice 2s to 3s, 117 to 122. Select and choice 2s and 3s, 113.5 to 116. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s, were trading at 116 to 121, with select and choice 2s and 3s, 113 to 116. For the afternoon National Slaughter Cattle Review, thus far for Tuesday, trading in the southern and northern plains is at a standstill. Iowa, Minnesota trading is very limited on very light demand. Negotiated sales week to date of 800 head. Monday at the Arthur Hay Auction, 811 bells sold. Compared to last week, small squares of hay traded mostly 75 cents to $1.50 higher, with wheat straw steady. Alfalfa premium quality small squares from 6 to 8 and a quarter, with good quality $6 to $6.75. Alfalfa clover orchard grass mix, good quality small squares from 4.5 to 7 and a quarter. Alfalfa clover, good quality small squares at $5.75 to 6 and a quarter. Alfalfa orchard grass mix, good quality small squares at $5.10. Large squares 2x3s at 72.5. Alfalfa mixed grass premium quality small squares at 8.5. Large rounds 3x5s at 47.5. Orchard grass good quality small squares 4.5 to $5. Large rounds 4x5s at 45. Mixed grass good quality small squares 6.5 to 7.75. Large rounds 4x5s at 38 to 65. Wheat straw good quality small squares at $2.05 to $3, with oat straw good quality at $2.75. At the United Producers Hay Auction this morning, 220 bells sold. Compared to last week, hay sold mostly steady. All prices for small squares on a proba basis. Alfalfa good quality at 5.25 to 5.5. Alfalfa orchard grass mix good quality at $5.75 to $6.50. Mixed grass good quality at $5.75 to $6. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock Grain Market News Service.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: butter $1.54 unchanged, block cheese $1.64 unchanged, for barrel cheese $1.65 down one. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending yesterday $16.58. The bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville not available this morning. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra, by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. At this time, color radar is showing scattered light showers in parts of northern Montgomery, also Christian, Sangamon, and Morgan counties. All this moving to the southeast. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Our local weather forecast for today does call for sunny skies with high temperatures in the mid-90s and light northeast winds. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, Thursday, partly cloudy, the high in the mid-90s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers each day. Low temperatures in the mid-60s, highs about 90. Right now at the Weather Center, light north winds, the barometric pressure steady. We have partly cloudy skies, 67 degrees on this Wednesday morning. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Hello, this is Earl Flack with McKay Napa Auto Parts. Today I'm here to talk about the Napa Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Right now, at all participating McKay Napa Auto Parts stores, as well as national Napa Auto Parts stores, every time you purchase a Napa battery, starter, or alternator, we will make a donation back to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund of $1. Stop by your McKay store, purchase that starter, alternator, or have an auto care center or one of our independent shops install that, and we will give back as you give back.
6:23 on this Wednesday morning, part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. by Hickory Grove Family Farms, and by Wright Automotive in Hillsboro. First of all, in our farm news today, here's the weekly crop condition report. We join Brad Schwab of the Illinois Agricultural Statistics Service.
Statewide temperatures averaged a blistering 86 degrees, which was nearly 11 degrees above normal. Rainfall accumulations, on the other hand, were well below normal at only 22 one-hundredths of an inch, which came in 63 one-hundredths of an inch short of normal for the seven-day period ending Sunday, July 8th. There were a total of 6.9 days suitable for field work, and topsoil moisture supplies were reported at 67% very short, 29% short, and 4% adequate. Subsoil moisture below the 6-inch profile came in at 65% very short, 28% short, and 7% adequate. Growing degree day units since May 1 ended the week at 1,441, which was 170 units or 13% ahead of the historic average. Corn growth has been slowed by recent drought conditions with a reported average height of 68 inches, a growth of only 4 inches last week, and this height is compared to 49 inches a year ago and 56 for the 5-year average. Corn in the silked stage was reported at 77% compared to 22% 1 year ago and 33% for the 5-year average. 8% of the crop was reported in the dough stage, and this compares with 1% last year and 2% for the 5-year average. The crop reporting district leading the state in the corn dough stage was the West Southwestern District, reporting 18%. Overall, the state's corn crop was rated in only 19% good or excellent condition, down 6 percentage points from last week. Soybean blooming advanced to 42% compared to 14% a year ago and 24% for the 5-year average. 6% of the crop was setting pods compared to 3% last year and for the 5-year averages. Overall, the soybean crop was rated in 20% good or excellent condition, down 8 percentage points from last week. In other crops around the state, pastures and alfalfa were rated in poor to fair condition, this decline a result of the continued drought. The second cutting of alfalfa was reported at 94%, and this can be compared to 58% last year and 56% for the 5-year average. The sorghum crop has begun to head at 15%, leading last year's 1% and the 8% 5-year average. This has been Brad Schwab with the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
And with the hot temperatures and lack of precipitation, farmers in the Midwest are feeling the effects of the worst drought since 1988. The American Farm Bureau crop economist Todd Davis shares how the weather forecast is impacting this year's corn yield. The American Farm Bureau Federation's Miranda McDaniel reports.
The Agriculture Department forecasts a record-breaking corn crop this year, but with deteriorating growing conditions in the Corn Belt, American Farm Bureau crop economist Todd Davis says the outcome will be lower than the expectation.
We do know that corn yields are going to be much lower than what USDA is currently projecting. Currently, USDA is projecting 166 bushels an acre, which would have been a record. Given the large area that's affected by drought and heat, I've seen some estimates at around 150 bushels an acre.
The shortage of rain and hotter than average temperatures are affecting the crop during one of the most crucial times, the pollination phase.
This is a very important time. This is where the plant's number of seeds that it will produce is getting determined. The hot, dry weather stresses the plant. It reduces the potential to produce a large amount of seeds, and so that's what reduces the yield. And as the plant gets stressed, the ability to fully develop a crop is going to be reduced.
The lack of corn supply, used mostly for feed and fuel, may affect consumers' wallets, but not in the foreseeable future.
The effect of a drought and the lower supply of feed won't be felt directly. It takes a while for that to ripple through the economy. What might happen will be higher feed costs might reduce the amount of pork and beef and poultry that's produced, and then that will increase the price of meat and poultry through reduced supply.
Miranda McDaniel, Washington.
The second annual Latin American Product Showcase is being held in Bogota, Colombia. Dan Hallstrom of the United States Meat Export Federation says interest in United States red meat products is even better than last year in Panama. Joe Sheely reports.
This week, USMEF is holding its second Latin American Product Showcase in Bogota, Colombia. This key promotional event for U.S. beef and pork seeks to build on the momentum from last year's inaugural showcase, which was held in Panama City. As Dan Hallstrom, Senior Vice President for Marketing and Communications, explains, last year's showcase was a huge success, but interest this year is even higher.
Well, it is exciting. We have tremendous interest in the region from our members. We have over 25 exporters that will be on hand exhibiting and participating in the showcase. And we have 50 end users from 10 different countries around the Central South American region also registered to attend the showcase. So this is where USMEF really plays a role, is this is an opportunity to bring buyer and seller together in a very quickly growing region.
The Central South America region was once primarily a destination for beef and pork variety meat, but buyers are now interested in a much wider variety of cuts due to the region's growing middle class and its burgeoning supermarket and restaurant sectors.
We picked Colombia for this showcase because we do have tremendous potential going forward due to the decreased duties on beef and pork due to the Colombian FTA, same reason we had one in Panama a year ago. But really, it's a regional event. We have customers coming from not only Panama and Colombia, but we've got Honduras, Guatemala, Chile, Peru, to name a few. And the interest level and both beef and pork, the trend lines of growth are just enormous. Traditionally, a further processing market where we might have some items for further processing or livers going into the wet markets, things like this. But we are evolving beyond that to traditional muscle cuts going into not only retail but food service as well. So this is an exciting event.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org.
The House Ag Committee will meet to consider the Farm Bill draft authored by Chairman Frank Lucas and Ranking Member Colin Peterson today. Lucas says the pair tried to craft a balanced, reform-minded, fiscally responsible bill. He says the response from folks out in the countryside has been pretty positive. Lucas says the committee will go through the bill title by title. The titles will be open for amendment by members from both sides of the aisle. Amendments will be debated, discussed, and voted on as they come up. The House Ag Chair is not sure how many days the process will take, but aside from the suspending markup for votes on the House floor, as long as Ranking Member Peterson agrees, Lucas would like to push on until the committee completes its work. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack will announce improvements to USDA's disaster designation process today. He will also announce enhancements to existing disaster-related support for the nation's producers. Along with these announcements, the Secretary will discuss the importance of a strong safety net to sustaining the success of American agriculture, especially as extreme heat and drought conditions grip much of the farm and ranch land. The United States Department of Agriculture's authority to operate the major disaster assistance programs authorized by the last Farm Bill actually expired on September the 30th of last year. But Secretary Vilsack will detail a number of improvements to existing programs that will help struggling producers endure various disasters. A coalition of 17 groups representing the interests of meat and poultry producers, veterinarians, and feed suppliers have written Congress to criticize a campaign launched to reduce the use of antibiotics in food-producing animals. The letter stressed the importance of antibiotics in animal production and called the Consumers Union Meat Without Drugs campaign title misleading. The group notes the United States meat and poultry supply is without drugs, as antibiotics used to treat animals don't end up in the final product. The letter states that strict withdrawal periods must be followed to ensure no residues are contained in the products we consume. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, July wheat trading at 8.08 1/4, that's up 3.5. September wheat trading at 8.26 1/4, up a nickel. July corn now trading at 7.67 1/4, up 6. September corn trading at 7.22, up 3.5. July soybeans trading at 16.47, that's down 1.75. August beans trading at 15.89, that is down 1.5. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on WSMI, WSMI FM 106. Reporting, I'm Randy Prangy. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show. brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.